So I just learned how to put up the heat in here, so it should get a little warmer. If it gets too warm, let me know. I got it how to turn it off. No, I think it's a little cool in here, so we are heating it a little bit, hopefully. Okay, bunch of announcements. First, let's make sure everybody gets, don't forget to sign in. Okay, all right. Okay, announcements, a bunch of announcements, which we'll go through rather quickly. First, Michael. Michael's our guest, so.
Thank you. Can everybody hear me, otherwise? So my name is Dr. Michael Consello, and I'm the chief researcher with the Shared Crossing Project. And what I'm here doing here today is to introduce the Pathway Program. It's a week-long program, December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We have flyers on the table, and it's to introduce people to a series of protocols intended to promote a conscious, loving end-of-life and connected end-of-life experience. We also teach a series of protocols meant to facilitate shared death experiences. How many of you have heard of a near-death experience? Quite a few. Okay, shared death experiences are very similar phenomenologically, but they occur to the loved one as that loved one is either with the dying, or sometimes this can also happen when they're half a world away. But right at or around the time of death, people report these experiences. We've developed a series of protocols that we think are pretty good at facilitating that. So if you're interested, please review the flyer or hand them to someone that you think would be interested. And Dr. Sherman, thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
You know, I think I personally can hear better without that because it's an echo.
Oh, is it too loud?
Is the project still headed by William Peters?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I did it years ago. Great.
I remember. We talked.
Okay, so how is this, Larry? Is this better?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a cold.
Yeah. We're going to have to use the microphone today because we have a speaker. But if it gets too loud, let me know, okay? If it's too loud, let me know. Okay, so I just want to say one more thing about the Shared Crossing Project. Many of you know about it. It's remarkable what's being done in this community to help people with end of life and also people who are with people who are at end of life. So if you're not familiar with this, you might want to get familiar with it. It's really an extraordinary thing that this community is doing. Okay, let's see. Someone who shall remain nameless has brought some books that you might be interested in taking, which are over on the table. Some very good books. So thank you, nameless person. Julie, you have an announcement?
Yeah. Tomorrow night we change our clock an hour behind.
This is a tradition in our class. Julie tells us when to change the clock. Okay. Richard. Go.
I just because I never know what audience I'm in, I have a screenplay that I co-wrote that's a coming-of-age, coming-out story, and I don't know if any of you are connected at all in the film business or have somebody that you know is connected with the film business, but I'm just putting the word out there because the whole purpose of writing this screenplay was to serve not only gay teenagers that need to see a positive image of themselves on the screen, but also to lift up the collective consciousness and to normalize those kinds of images for everybody. So if you have any interest or know somebody that would, I put some cards that look like this. And it has a log line that gives the basic premise. It's a sports-oriented high school story, and it has my contact information. So I just figured it couldn't hurt to just put the word out like this. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Richard has some experience in theater, especially. especially, and in music. We might hear some of his music next week. Amy, you got it?
Yes. You made reference to books on that table. There are only four books that I see, and they're mine, and they're not for taking. They're for browsing.
I believe
what's this?
Mine are already been taken.
Oh, they're already gone. Okay. So the ones on the table, thank you. Ones on the table are for browsing, not for taking. The ones that were for taking are already taken. Good. Thanks for letting me know. This is for browsing, not taking. Oh, now okay. And there's one on there which is has a pink label on it, which is for taking. Okay. Yeah. What you should probably do is when you bring a book in, put a post-it on it that says either for browsing or for taking, something like that. Okay. All right. Mind Supermind is this coming Monday in this room. It's Drs. Radley and Michael, Dr. Radley Weininger and Dr. Michael Kearney, talking about compassion and self-care. And they're extraordinary. I highly recommend you come. It's this Monday at 7:30 here. Tickets in advance are, I don't know if they're necessary, but they're certainly advisable. Let's see. The art fair, next, yeah.
If you've registered, you need to get a ticket?
Yeah. If you register for Mind Supermind, you have to buy a ticket. So if you've already done that, oh no, I think you just wrong.
Not a ticket, but registered.
Did you pay any money?
Charge my card.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know the answer to that. Okay. Art fair. Our last class of this term is next week. So bring your artwork in. There'll be tables, and you can put it around the sides of the room. The suggestion was made this week to me by email that if you put your name on the artwork, like, either put a sheet of paper with your name on it or a little stand or something, then we know whose artwork it is and we kind of get to know one another's names. So please, beyond your artwork, put a name tag of some kind so that we know whose artwork it is, and we'll have plenty of time to go circulating around. We will have a full class next week, but we'll have time before and after class to look at the artwork. Mike?
Do you know the date when we'll pick up again next semester?
You know, I forgot to look at that this morning, but it's when City College begins, so it'll be the end of the second week of January. Anybody has that on their phone? The second Friday in January? It's probably the 13th, something like that? No, it's not Friday the 13th. It's somewhere there. Okay.
For Martin Luther King
birthday, I'm going to announce it next week. Right?
Okay, yeah, do it next week.
Yeah, I'll tell you next week, okay? All right. Also, next week, bring writing materials and a hard surface to write on. I'm not yet sure exactly what we're going to do. I keep changing my mind, throwing things out. So just to be sure, have a hard surface to write on and a pen and paper. Okay. To be added to the email list, if you're not on the email list, put your there's a yellow sheet of paper there. Be sure to put your name and the email so we can add you to the email list. That's when I need to communicate with you. That's the way that I do it. Deanna.
Oh, yes. If anybody's interested in a UFO group to just talk and discuss things, I'd like to get the group together. Okay. Anyway, my phone number,
No, just have them come find you. Okay. Right, like sometime at the end of class, find the app. Okay.
Stand up.
Dina.
Stand up.
Yeah, stand up, please. Stand up.
My name is Dina Black, and I've written a book on UFOs. It's about a woman artist who's had an experience with an alien living and working among us. And this was in 1972, and it's gone way past all that. So I don't know if you are ready for something like that, but...
Is it fiction?
There's a lot to discuss up to that point.
And if you're interested in talking about UFOs further, this is Dina Black. Find her. Abraham.
Is it fiction?
I don't know. My boss is an alien living around there. Okay, let's see. One last announcement, which is if you don't know about the Las Cumbres Observatory, we have a world-class observatory headquartered in Goleta. It's not that the observatory is there, it's the headquarters is there. They have like 27 telescopes all around the world. They're really amazing. And you find out about them by going to lco.global. lco.global. And that's their website, and they have, you can get on your mailing list. One of the things that they do is something called Astronomy on Tap, which is at the Matrix. It's a club on 409 State Street. And you come there and you can have, there are free short lectures, but really interesting lectures by really good astronomers. And the next one of those is the 6th of November. So next Wednesday night at 7:30 is free at 409 State Street. And again, you find out about, they're going to talk about dark matter, black holes, and fantastic stars. They also do public lectures in various places that are wonderful. So lco.global, Las Cumbres Observatory, they're a real resource. Okay, Michael.
And keep your eyes open, because twice a year they have an open house that's fully catered.
Yeah.
Wine, cheese, spreads, meats, vegetables.
They're a facility.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're great. They really, really are privileged to have this. Okay. A little bit about mindfulness, then we'll sit. The question came up last week about TM and a mantra versus mindfulness. And so even though most of you have heard me talk about this before, I'll just very briefly talk about the difference between the two basically different kinds of, or the two kinds of meditation that people do. Kind one is concentration meditation. You focus on something and let go of focusing on anything else. So your attention becomes one-pointed, it becomes focused on one particular thing. The example would be you focus on a mantra, you focus on your breathing, you focus on loving kindness, you focus on an image of a deity, you focus on something, and that becomes your reality, and everything else kind of goes away. TM is a meditation like that. You focus on your mantra, and everything else kind of fades away, and you kind of transcend the situation that you're in. Many of us have experience with various concentration meditations. Metta, loving kindness meditation, is a concentration meditation. You focus on loving kindness, and that's what becomes your reality. Concentration meditations are really good for two things. One, for inducing a particular state of consciousness, and second, for gaining relief from your usual thought process and your environment. So you can kind of leave from a difficult mental and physical situation, and you can kind of go to a place that you invoke. That's most of the world's meditations are concentration meditations. Mindfulness is different than that. It starts with a concentration. You focus on your breathing, you keep coming back to your breathing. But then, once you've got a good awareness of your breathing, you open your awareness again to become aware of everything that's happening without losing awareness of your breathing. So it's an open awareness meditation. It starts with a narrowing of focus, And then when you've got a good focus on the breathing, then you open up again to remain aware of the breathing, but also notice thoughts, feelings, sensations, your inner world and the outer world. So it goes like this, and then like that. So that's an open awareness meditation. Now, they're not antithetical. In fact, I practice both whenever I sit, because first I find my breathing, I just let go of everything else, I keep finding my breathing, and then when I feel calm and focused, then I open my awareness to notice everything else. Sometimes I don't do that. Sometimes I just need to get away from everything. I need to calm down. I'm going to teach a class in 5 minutes. I'm totally scattered. I just keep coming back to my breathing and letting everything else go. So I stay in concentration meditation. Sometimes I'm really, really, really aware of everything that's happening in me and around me. So I'm very present with my experience. That's an open awareness meditation. When I sit and meditate on any given meditation, I don't decide which I'm doing. I know I'm going to first find my breathing, let myself calm down, relax, and then sometimes spontaneously will come this open awareness. And sometimes I'll be much more removed and just with my breathing and relaxing and semi-conscious. And I just kind of let my awareness, I don't decide, I let my awareness decide. So I kind of move in a sitting between being very present with inner and outer reality and being very transcendent, very removed. I don't know if that makes sense to you. So, Bernie.
Yeah, I've done TM for 40 years, and what I find a little different than that is when I do my mantra and thoughts start to come into my mind, I reintroduce the mantra, but a lot of times I'll reintroduce the mantra once and forget about it, and the whole rest of the meditation is just on those thoughts, like you're talking about, just drifting through the thoughts, because I don't remember to come back to the mantra. So I am sort of, it seems like I'm doing both a little bit.
Yeah. And there's all sorts of ways that these two kinds of meditation kind of intersect. In any event, what you're doing is you're changing your usual way of looking at things. Okay? In a very you're very consciously directing attention. Meditation, the broadest definition of meditation is it's the conscious direction of attention. Usually attention just goes where it goes, you don't know where it's going, you don't direct it consciously. In meditation, take control of your attention and direct it consciously. Okay, so one more question, then we gotta move. Amira.
I know that you've been doing this practice with us for 10 minutes at a time, and I wondered if anyone else would be interested in extending it somewhat going forward to even, let's just say, 5 more minutes, 15 minutes, just to kind of stretch me on a little bit.
I think about that a lot, because of course I would like to. In the spring, probably we'll spend one session where I'll take you in and out, and I'll guide you much more strongly, and there'll be longer sitting. So I think I'll probably do that in the spring. I was going to do that next week, but I have something else I want to do next week instead. The reason I don't just sit with you for half an hour like I would like to is because some folks are new to this, and it would be way too long and arduous for them. I kind of have to feel the whole group, but next, in the spring, I will do one session where we have a longer sitting at least. And maybe a whole session where we go in and out and I guide you in various ways. But yeah, I can think about that all the time. All right, so can we sit? Yeah? Yeah, thank you. All right, so 1, 2, 3. If all this stuff is making you think too much and you're not going to do, 1, 2, 3. Feel your breathing. You let yourself soften and open at every level, thoughts, feelings, sensations, body. Just let everything soften and open. Notice whatever you notice. Simple as that. 1, 2, 3. Okay? Breathe, soften and open, notice. When you get lost in thought, come back to breathing, softening and opening, noticing. How many times will you get lost in thought in 10 minutes? Probably just once, because you get lost in thought and the whole 10 minutes will go by. But if you're meditating, you'll come back to your breathing, I don't know, 20 times, 50 times. How many times do you get lost in thought? Do you come back to your breathing before you can stay with your breathing and not get lost in thought? A trillion. All right, that's it.
You can go and get a free check, and it'll help you get back on the lodge yard. That keeps your strength. Just see me afterwards. He's from England, but he lives here most of the year.
All right, so, on my right, Tim,
I think it's probably warm enough now.
So I should probably shut that off, okay? All right.
Let me do that. Let me do it because, and coach me.
Today. It's quite a complex process, liminality, but I try to at least bring an understanding. But most people who begin to get it, it lives on for a long time afterwards, and they become more and more aware and see it in culture, see it in family, see it in their own lives. So I wish you a good liminal journey. I'm not a liminal anymore.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. It was fascinating.
It's so interesting.
That was excellent. Thank you very much. And I'm Irish, so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Can't thank. Yes.
Are you?